We've got a story now about how getting back in the saddle, literally, helped save a man's life. Tim Finley is a captain in the Air Force, and he commanded airstrikes during his 9-month deployment to Iraq. Coming home was hard on the Kansas native. That is, until he discovered the Mongol Derby. It's the world's longest and toughest horse race. Riders cover more than 600 miles across the steppes of Mongolia in about 10 days. And Captain Finley joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So the Derby spans 600 miles, takes about 10 days. I mean, what are the logistics? How do you do that? Do you use the same horse the whole time?
No, you ride 25 horses, each rider, and there's 40 of us this year. The event is put on by a group called the Adventurists out of Britain. But you get on a horse, you ride for 25 miles, and then you hop off a location that's called an Urtu. And it's basically a farm where they have a bunch of horses lined up. You pick a new horse, ride for another 25 miles, rinse and repeat.
Now, I understand that you've seen the Mongol Derby, at least you've seen it online. And what was your reaction when you saw this particular long-distance horseback ride race?
It was entrancing. The opportunity to ride in a location with no fences on horses that every step of the way are trying to kill you. Against the best adversity that Mother Nature can produce, to say that it's just me at the pinnacle of my favorite competition, like I said, it was entrancing. And to think that that exists on this planet and I wasn't doing it.
Now, you said horses that are trying to kill you every step of the way. So these are wild?
They're called semi-feral. Well, what that means is the Mongols will break them just to the point to where they're rideable and then just kind of leave them at that point. So the horses are kind of green broke, where you'll get on a horse and you have a 50-50 shot. You get on his back and he either throws you or you're lucky enough to hold on.
Now, how do these horses compare? I mean, you describe their temperament and their wildness, mm-hmm. but how do they compare in terms of their size, their speed, to the horses that you ride here in the United States?
So they're dainty. They are between 12 and 14 hands. Literally speaking, that's pony size. But these horses are not ponies by any stretch of the imagination. These horses are rugged. They are perhaps the most robust horses on the planet. They are unchanged for thousands of years, the exact same horses that Genghis Khan used for his cavalry.
You know, you mentioned Genghis Khan, and that reminded me that, of course, horses have for a long time been a hugely important part of Mongolian history mm-hmm. and culture. I wonder what that means to you. Are you excited about that part, like being amongst other kinds of horse people?
Absolutely. It's fascinating because this is one of the very few, maybe the last environment on Earth where humans are still living literally symbiotically with the horses. The herders that live out on the steppe without the horses can't survive, and the horses themselves can't survive without the care and guidance of the shepherds themselves. And so that they're not being owned. They're just being guided.
Now, Captain Finley, I understand that you made the decision to participate in the Mongol Derby after you came back from a deployment in Iraq. I mean, were you having a tough time with the transition back here at home?
Yeah, it's a long story. The short of it is I came back to a world that had changed for me, and it had changed painfully. I wasn't getting much enjoyment from just about anything. All of my hobbies, all the things that I found joy in, I just wasn't finding any. So I hopped on my horse, made myself get back in the saddle, and one of the first really good moments I had after coming home was in that saddle. And I thought, well, this is my solution. And I could talk to all the counselors in the world, and they were giving me wonderful tools, and all the programs that were available to me were immensely useful. But when I found that solution in the saddle, I thought, I need to make a goal out of this. I need to do something productive. And so I thought, this is it. I'm going to take this goal. I'm going to throw this absurd goal as far over the horizon as I can, and then I'm just going to run at it. And I'm going to run as hard as I can until my legs pump battery acid, and then whenever I get there, I'm going to find out that I have all new horizons.
It sounds like it means a lot more to you than just a challenge.
It is. It is absolutely more than a challenge. It is it's an affirmation. It's an affirmation in so many different terms, in so many different ways. But the bottom line is, it is the best that I can be juxtaposed to sitting around not feeling sorry for myself.
And, well, Captain Finley, you mentioned that after your deployment to Iraq, you came back to an entire world for you that has changed. That's happened to a lot of veterans. I mean, is that part of why you want to go? I mean, is that one of the reasons why the Derby's taking on a special meaning for you?
It is. So I took it and made a campaign. I got sponsored by Nine Line Apparel, and they've sent me several shirts that I could wear that have a big 22 representing the 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide. And what I intend to do is name each horse that I ride, all 25 horses, after 25 veterans that have taken their lives in the last two to three years. And the idea is I want to take those men and women that didn't have a solution to let them ride with me on the ride, write their names on my shirt, and when I cross that finish line, hold it up and say, here's a solution, and you guys wrote it with me.
Do you mind if I ask you, did you, of the 25 names that you have, did you know any of them?
I know three of them.
And was there a time that you could have been close to being one of those names?
Absolutely. And that's why I decided to do this instead.
Well, Captain Finley, again, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to talk with you.
My pleasure.